week on The Marquee, we've got avian animation and the business of football. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, a Cleveland sports team with a history of heartbreak is again at the center of a feel-good story with Draft Day. Kevin Costner stars as the general manager of the Browns, who must wheel and deal his way to success in that evening's NFL draft.
For the kids, there's Rio 2. Jesse Eisenberg returns as the voice of neurotic tropical bird, Blue. Now a husband and father of three, Blue must adjust to life in the Amazon under the watchful eye of his father-in-law.
In the horror film Oculus, 10 years after the deaths of her parents, a woman attempts to clear her brother's name and bring the guilty party to justice. Who's responsible? A possessed antique mirror, of course.
Also opening in Columbus, The Raid 2 picks up just 2 hours after The Raid Redemption ended. This gritty Indonesian crime thriller finds a rookie cop going undercover into a ruthless crime syndicate to investigate corruption within the police force. With more action, more shocking violence, and a longer runtime, it's everything fans could want from a sequel, and about 30 minutes more.
Opening at the Drexel, in the Indian film The Lunchbox, a young housewife and a lonely office worker nearing retirement begin an inadvertent pen pal relationship when a lunch delivery goes awry.
Opening at the Gateway, the Oscar-nominated animated film Ernest and Celestine tells the story of the unlikely friendship between a street musician bear and a dental apprentice mouse.
In the horror film The Den, a graduate student begins her thesis by researching the habits of a popular video chat site. She is horrified when she witnesses a murder, and when no one will believe her, she begins an investigation of her own.
Directed by Errol Morris, the documentary The Unknown Known presents a conversation with former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, who details his political career from the 60s through the Iraqi invasion in 2003. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Rio 2, despite the fact that Fox chose not to screen it. Since I enjoyed the original, I'm looking forward to checking out the sequel.
Since we didn't get to talk about it last week, I'll recommend Captain America: The Winter Soldier. It's a good entry into the ever-growing Marvel comic universe.
Or if your weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Hobbit: The Desolation of Smaug. The second film in director Peter Jackson's Hobbit trilogy continues the journey with Martin Freeman's Bilbo Baggins and his dwarf companions as they set out to reclaim the land of Erebor for its rightful king. Though it still doesn't have the same personality as Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy, it's another magical Middle-earth adventure.
Former boxing heavyweights Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro square off in Grudge Match. When an old rivalry is stirred up between two hated opponents, they decide to cash in by putting the gloves back on one more time.
Well, you'll find a different kind of sparring in August Osage County. Meryl Streep stars as a melodramatic matriarch who calls in her three daughters when her husband goes missing. Filled with family drama and dysfunction, it isn't an easy film to watch, but the ensemble cast makes it worthwhile.
Paranormal Activity: The Marked Ones is a Latino-inspired spinoff of the found footage franchise. In this installment, more people conveniently record every moment of their lives, which amazingly corresponds with a lot of out-of-the-blue demonic paranormal activity. Other new releases include the extremely gory Nurse 3D and the equally horrifying Justin Bieber's Believe concert film. If you're in the market for something a little more classic in nature, then you can pick up Sabrina, starring Humphrey Bogart, Audrey Hepburn, and William Holden, Funny Face, which also stars Audrey Hepburn and Fred Astaire, or from Criterion, The 400 Blows and The Night of the Hunter, starring Robert Mitchum.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with The Hobbit: The Desolation of Smaug. It isn't a must-see like the Lord of the Rings movies, but it's a beautiful return trip through Jackson's Middle Earth.
Visually, The Desolation of Smaug is an impressive film, but that doesn't make up for its bloatedness. While far less ambitious, Grudge Match is a lighthearted, if not forgettable, film that was far more entertaining than it had any right to be.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for nature docs and sci-fi thrillers. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.